Well, Solar Orbiter is a very specialised spacecraft because it's got to go closer to the sun than any spacecraft has gone before. So it's got to be designed to withstand heat. One of its key features is a shield to go on the front of the spacecraft. Now, the front surface of that will get to a temperature of 500 degrees C, but at the back, it's like room temperature, and it allows all the instruments and electronics to work perfectly. It also has solar arrays, which are designed to withstand the temperature and the intensity of light that close to the sun. The journey is the first interesting thing. That's going to take about 3.5 years. And it's going to involve Solar Orbiter whirling around the solar system a number of times, encountering the planet Venus and back to Earth several times in what we call gravity assist manoeuvres, slingshot manoeuvres, to slow it down so it can steadily drop in towards the sun. The important thing it's going to do is allow scientists to understand the connection between what happens on the sun's surface and the material, the particles and magnetic fields that fill the space around the sun. Now, that's very important because that affects the environment around the Earth itself. Sometimes the sun sends out great outbursts of material. We call them mass ejections. And those can cause things on the Earth, nice things like the aurora borealis, but they can also potentially affect satellites in orbit around the Earth and also power systems on the Earth itself.